We're here with Bruce Brumberg, editor-in-chief of MindQDC.com, to talk about some of the basics of non-qualified deferred compensation. So non-qualified deferred compensation, or we call it NQDC. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, you really shouldn't get carried away about the terms. It's all about saving for your life goals in a way that reduces the taxation you have to pay today on your current compensation, because in the end you're going to have a lot more money to use for your financial goals. I mean, the word non-qualified, deferred, I mean, they seem really odd. I mean, what does it mean to be non-qualified? Deferred compensation is pay that you've earned in 1 year and you don't get it to a future year. By being non-qualified, it means it doesn't meet certain sections of the Internal Revenue Code that apply to tax-qualified plans, such as 401k plans. Nevertheless, you can still defer taxes through other methods and other means that we discuss throughout the website.
Well, what are the benefits to me? Like, say I'm a person who's receiving this conversation. What are the benefits of an NQDC plan?
Well, the benefit is, compared to, let's say, a qualified plan, is you can put away a lot more money from your salary, from your bonus, from any other kind of compensation. And you can do this until retirement, or actually specific times during your life for other goals you may have, like college funding or vacation home. It has a lot more flexibility in certain ways than a qualified plan does, too.
So it seems pretty straightforward the way you're describing it. Why do I need to learn more about non-qualified deferred compensation?
Well, nothing is straightforward when it deals with the tax laws and financial planning and life events that tend to intervene. I mean, NQDC, it's really, for someone who's a high-income individual, it represents the greatest wealth-building opportunity your company or your employer is going to offer. And it's going to represent a very significant portion of your net worth and the income you expect to get, at least in retirement. There are certain rules and procedures for NQDC plans, and failure to follow them, not only will you not reach your life goals, but you're going to get penalties from the IRS. And while you may have your own financial advisors, it's very, very important for you to educate yourself and to understand the issues. And that's really what we try to do through my NQDC, with the articles and the FAQs and the podcasts and the self-study courses, is to help you educate yourself so you can really take advantage of non-qualified deferred comp.
Well, how does NQDC differ from regular deferred comp plans, like the 401k plan you mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, those kind of plans, which are offered through your employer, it could be a private company, a university, a government organization, they are creatures of a very specific section of the Internal Revenue Code. And that's like, you know, the 401k plan, the Section 403b plan. And they do allow you to defer income, and, you know, you don't get it until your retirement, and you defer any gains on it. With non-qualified deferred comp, you have fewer limits on how much you can defer. You have way, way much more flexibility. You could defer much more than you can under these qualified plans. And you also can pick a time in your life other than retirement for when you get it. So it could be for college funding. It could be for buying a vacation home. It could, you know, that sort of thing. These are often called in-service distributions, meaning you're still working and you're able to get distributions without having, you know, tax penalties for early distributions under a plan.
Well, sounds pretty good so far. What are the disadvantages to this kind of plan?
Well, non-qualified deferred comp has a lot more limits in terms of when you can enroll and when you have to decide on distributions from the plan, compared to, let's say, a 401k plan or a 403b plan, where, you know, you reach a certain age and you can take out the money whenever you want. You don't actually have to make an election on when you want to take out the money. Also, those other plans, those qualified plans, they're protected by ERISA. And the money that you put into those plans is actually formally funding the plans. While with a non-qualified deferred comp plan, you're not formally funding. The plans tend to be informally funded, such as the company purchases corporate life insurance, sets up a rabbi trust. But it's still an asset of the company that can be reached in bankruptcy, while with a 401k type plan, the money you put aside is protected if your company goes into financial problems.
So I can put away more with a non-qualified deferred comp plan than I could with, say, a 401k?
Yeah, that is the big benefit of these plans. You put away money, it's tax deferred, and it grows tax deferred. So, you know, depending on your income, the amount you're going to be able to put away under a 401k plan is probably much too small of a percentage of your income to support the lifestyle you're going to want in retirement. So in 2010, for example, The maximum you could put away under a 401k plan would be $16,500. Plus, if you're over 50, it's an additional $5,500. So it's $22,000. So the most that you can put away, plus any company match, is $49,000. And the maximum amount of compensation that can be considered in any kind of deferral calculation is $245,000. So if you're a key employee or a successful salesperson, if you're, an executive, you're making more money than that. Say, for example, your income is $500,000 a year and you're over the age of 50 and you put away the maximum under a 401k plan, that's only going to equal about 4.5% of your compensation you're putting away. And for retirement, you're going to be wanting a much larger chunk of your income.
That's, it's great for me that I'm able to put away that money, but why would my company set up a non-qualified deferred comp plan?
Well, there's several reasons. Just like with stock options, restricted stock, and other forms of equity compensation, and it helps your company with recruitment, it helps it with retention, it helps it with motivating executives and really key skilled employees. And the plans actually can have special features to further these goals, such as a vesting schedule for any company match, a special contribution based on performance goals, obviously vesting to encourage continued employment. And also they can be set up in a much smaller way for specific individuals, just for directors, just for special contractors, for example. And second, your company, is concerned that the 401k plan is just not going to let you put away enough of your money for retirement.
So what are the risks to me and, I guess, to the company with these kind of plans?
There's obviously the risks of investing. While you're investing the money in a sort of a hypothetical account, what you get in the end is based on the returns on your investment or some type of crediting rate that the company sets up or gives you a choice about. I mean, it's not formally funded, so again, it represents a contractual obligation of your company. It owes you this money at the dates you've selected for elections or the dates that are mandatory under its plans for distributions. But it's not funded. It lets you defer taxes, but should your company go into bankruptcy, you're going to be an unsecured general creditor. And therefore, secured creditors are going to have access to these assets that are put aside to informally fund the plan. Also, the company can sort of change its mind about the plan, too. Like, you've been putting money aside for all these years, and then it says, it doesn't want to do this anymore. It can't just magically end the plan and send you the money anymore. But just realize that, you were depending on this plan for your retirement, and you'll still get the money when you elected to distributions. But it could just terminate the plan, and it could decide it doesn't want to do it, and then magically you're going to have all this income coming your way. Also, if the company is acquired and a new company refuses to continue it, it's the same thing. That money could be distributed, and you may want that, but just realize you're going to have to pay taxes on any kind of early distribution.
If they do end the plan, it's all distributed at once, just...
Yes.
One big lump sum.
Yes. Usually it's distributed at once. There may be provisions in the case of what's called a change in control. Your company is acquired or merges with another company, that it has to be done over a certain length of time. Now, if you're a key employee, there has to be an additional delay. A specified employee under the tax code, they can't give you that money right away. It means like you're the very top of the top. There's an additional delay. We discussed that in some of the content. Now, when you enroll in your plan, your company may require you to acknowledge these risks, along with the risks that your company can't guarantee the a certain tax treatment will apply. Companies have ways to cover most of these risks, such as putting the money into an irrevocable trust known as a rabbi trust.
All right. Thanks for talking to us about non-qualified deferred compensation. For more information about this and many other subjects related to non-qualified deferred comp, visit myNQDC.com.